Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Hour number two of the V-Show on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Bob out today with Nick Valvano and Phil Baker. I'm Nick Curran. Thanks for being with us. We've got Vince Tyra meeting with the media coming up in about 25 minutes at 1:30. We will take that live so you can hear what he has to say, sort of following up on the changes to the game day experience that were announced earlier today, coming up on Friday when the Cards host UCF at Cardinal Stadium.
The amount of pictures that were sent in on Sunday of folks talking about the weeds, talking about the signage falling off. Everybody was just piling on for some of the things that were happening at Cardinal Stadium. I'd venture to say that things would probably be trimmed up a little bit at Cardinal Stadium. I don't go back to the signage part. It's going to a digital board. Isn't that the whole thing of talking about the renovations at Cardinal Stadium? They're trying to get digital boards for their Ring of Honor and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll dive into it. Also, did you see this? I'm so mad I missed it. What else is going on Sunday? Did you see the Florida State player that proposed to his girlfriend after a loss?
How about that?
Did you see what he parlayed it into, though?
Yeah, strong work at it. Shameless but strong.
No, and
put his registry for Barstool, and Barstool picked it up. Shout out to him.
Well, apparently he's a Barstool athlete as well, according to his Twitter bio. So he's got a full-on sort of endorsement situation there. And yes, putting the registry out there, what a move. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. And you can't fault him. He obviously picked like the safest game on the schedule to do that. He was like, all right, we're playing Jacksonville State. We're going to win that game. It's not awkward at all to propose. And once you've selected the game, you can't really go back on it, I don't think. You just kind of have to roll with it, don't you?
Yeah, shout out to him just committing. Well, I've cowered out like three times, but that's a whole nother story for another day.
But you're like, all right, I'm doing it this night. You've probably told people that, like, you probably told her family. There were probably people there to capture the moment.
You lost to Florida State. You lose to a team like that.
It doesn't matter. Like, you can't put the fact that you lost a meaningless college football game over the fact that you're going to spend the rest of your life
with
someone.
I doubt they think it's meaningless, but you were predicting.
In the grand scheme of things, I mean, you have to just keep going. Like, you can't let that already come between you and your future wife, just one little loss. That sets a bad precedent for the entire marriage, in my opinion.
I think he had
to go with it. Yes, the photo is completely
surreal.
It's in
the middle of the field. Like, I mean, if you get your doors blown up by an FCS school, you still want to propose. I mean, look, the Boise State guy.
He's in the end zone. He's on the foul ground of the end zone. He's not in the end zone.
Well,
he's
you still see the
his,
other opposing team
no,
he's
you
lost
can,
to
you
celebrating.
You can certainly see them in the background celebrating, which makes it completely surreal. But
I think his family and friends would understand if he decided to push it back a week.
You can't do that.
I think wait for Syracuse. Yeah, wait till Syracuse.
They might lose. They just lost to Jacksonville State. They might lose to Syracuse.
All I'm saying is, there's things that matter.
So you're going to get these people to keep coming back until you win?
Do we know that they were there, number one?
When you do it like that, yes, they were there. You don't do it on the field like that unless there's going to be people there.
In the overall scheme of things, of course, your significant other is more important than even as important as your ACC football career.
I would hope so.
But
I think his future father-in-law was giving him a side eye. I was like, really, dude?
I mean, well, who knows? Maybe he's a Gators fan. He doesn't care.
Right.
Perhaps. I don't know. I mean, you also have teammates at that point. And also, I mean, the hook and ladder Boise State team that upset Oklahoma. That dude proposed, like, kind of hidden away on the sidelines.
Yeah, I feel like
a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, I feel like if you can do it, great.
That one felt like it was more spur of the moment. This one felt like it was planned, because you clearly don't do it spur of the moment after you get beat. He planned this. I'm sure there were people there. I'm sure maybe families were there to watch it. I think you have to go through with it. I don't think there's a choice.
Well, I mean, don't they say that if something bad with the wedding happens, then that means you got a great marriage? I mean, they got a great story.
Oh, phenomenal story. That picture will live on forever.
And, I mean, their registry might be insane.
God, I mean, I would be asking for the PS5s, the Xbox Ones,
Blu-ray player. Like, so many kitchen appliances.
Honey, you're good. You just do your little registry. I'll let the boys help me out over here. So, we can dive into that. Reminder coming up, 1:30, Vince Tyree press conference, I guess, to address all the things of the call to action. We said that Sunday. We said that he was going to hit this head on. So I know a lot of people are taking shots at them, but you know, he acknowledged that they messed up. And obviously, I think center plate was at fault for it. The staffing agency for some of the things were at fault. So they'll dive into that, I'm sure, the things that they are going to do for that. But we talked about the Sunday. It kind of seems like center plate, I don't want to cast dispersion on them, but they kind of have, I don't know who their competitor is. I think Churchill has Levy Restaurants, maybe. So
yeah, they do.
I guess that's probably in a multi-year deal, I would assume, with Center Plate. So I don't know if you can necessarily break that.
Well, trust me, it's a complicated process to try to break a deal with Center Plate. But I think there's these contracts, that sort of thing. There's a lot in them. So I don't know if anything will be coming soon on that. I think it's going to be just making the best of it, and we'll see how that goes on Friday, and we'll hear Vince Tyree talk about it a little bit more. Just got some breaking news on the hospital front, in case you were wondering.
Oh, boy. Is it going to be an hour and a half fill-in space? I was actually... I don't want to jinx it, but that would have been awesome.
Now, that would be a great story. But they've taken it back down to only one. Like, they were up to three visitors effective yesterday, now back down to one designated visitor, which is a tough beat because we were banking on being able to at some point have both her parents and my parents come up to see our newborn, but they're gutless and now we can't.
So can you potentially tag in and out,
I don't know.
Hey, it's like passing the baton. It's like a relay race, so now you could potentially
just pass on a baby.
Well, no, I was gonna say he could go leave the hospital for a bit, go get a bite to eat. Her mom comes up, your mom, your dad, things like that. Just kind of look.
Yeah, maybe.
I know. It was that look. This time last year, not this time, coming up well, on yeah, this time you, last I year, I endured
you
it. I was,
you had to deal with the same
your
thing.
Boy, just solo up there watching the election results. So that was.
I'm pretty sure that's what we're going to have, too.
All right.
Well, no election results, but, well, maybe the recall election results. I don't know. We'll see. But maybe we'll have a lot of parallels here. I'm not sure.
Fair and balanced, baby.
But. Yeah, it's goodness gracious. That's very disappointing to see. Sorry.
Yeah.
In case someone close to you is having a baby anytime soon, don't bank on being able to visit them in the hospital.
I saw you looking at your text message, and I was like, oh, is this the moment? Is this the moment?
No,
and I thought you were just
going to
dart out. But yeah, it's just crazy how you can schedule these
there
things.
There was a moment from a game a couple of weeks ago when we were here at home. I had to use the restroom really bad and was fidgeting around a lot. And then as soon as the inning, Greg had come up there for a little bit, was sitting next to me, Greg Galliad. And the plan was if it happened like mid-game, he was just going to kind of take over and finish it out. And so the inning ended, and I immediately darted to the back because I was running out to go use the restroom there in the press box. And there were like four people standing outside, like giving me a high five. And I was like,
what? You got it, man.
I was just like, I got to go. Like, what?
And they were good luck.
They were like,
cheering you on, slow clap.
Yeah, they were like, you're having the baby, right? And I was like, no, I just have to use the restroom. Just have to pee. And they were like, oh, it was fantastic.
Oh, I would have loved Galliad get in there. Maybe you can let Nikki V and I get there. No Jack Grossman. You know, hey, you know, do a little 2-1 pitch. Bottom of the eighth. Zach Morris up the bat.
Maybe we'll see
Stefan Urkel on the mount, on the bump.
We'll see what happens coming up.
By the way,
hoping to be back next week.
Isn't Jesse Winker doing like a rehab start with you guys or something? It just broke, so
yeah, I think he's probably starting. I haven't seen any official news on that yet, but I believe he's probably starting a rehab assignment. He's been working out with the bats. I would imagine that he is probably going to be starting a rehab assignment tonight officially and playing there in Memphis, which is cool. The NL All-Star returning to Louisville. And has been look good in batting practice. He may be. Oh yeah, he is going to start a rehab assignment here. At least we tweeted it. So
there it is. Look, he's on baby watch. He tossed the keys to the Kelch for a couple days. He's got his mind off baseball, maybe for just a little pocket while everything gets settled.
Oh, yeah,
here.
There it is. The Reds tweeted it. That's good. That's good. He is on a rehab assignment with Louisville. Presumably, he'll be in the lineup tonight, and we'll be able to play for the Bats in Memphis.
437-9680, UPS Jobs text lines. A ton of texts coming down. We will get to those here momentarily. Nick Curran, Phil Baker in for the V Show. Nikki V as well. Appreciate you asking us. Be careful.
Appreciate you guys filling in.
A lot of weekend Warriors pop their ACLs. So, yes, that is going out to our basketball league that I think, well, trust me, my motor, if you will, is just... Go down. I'm collecting those championship T-shirts as the 10th, 11th man on the bench, and that's what I do. I join a good team, and that's what
I'm Juwan Howard, baby.
Yes,
I'm old.
I know my role. I know my role. Kern shaves his legs, driving home through downtown St. Louis on Friday night in Colorado, took a photo of the baseball park. Amazing to me. St. Louis is a baseball and a hockey city. I don't know that.
They love their Blues, man.
Have not been to the new Busch Stadium, but have heard the ballpark in the area around it just phenomenal.
Most Louisville fans know that the Satterfield thing is an eventual divorce, so they demand nothing other than having their minds blown from the product on the field, because why mess around in a couple of years then make a change when you know it is coming? I mean, it's just crazy. Like, I've
goodness.
Jeez, I mean, it's just ACC coach of the year to this. I guess the South Carolina thing sped this up. And the only way to win is to win big. And then when you've been spoiled by Bobby Petrino, 1.0, may I add, 1.0, and then what Charlie Strong, I know you and Kent alluded to this, of the style play necessary. I remember that it was like Memphis
10-win season, and everyone was like,
even more
burn.
Than that, people were calling for Bobby Petrino to be back, even with Charlie Strong like winning games and going to a Sugar Bowl and winning a Sugar Bowl.
And I think that was a small minority, and then I think that was quickly buttoned up after you saw the results of guys that got to the NFL, because I agree with Drew. That's the measuring stick for now when you see Teddy Bridgewater, Lamar Jackson, Jair Alexander, and I know that was more of a Bobby Petrino guy, but those are when you see guys making it to the league on a consistent basis, I think people can kind of teeter the expectations. But then, you know, that was what they used against Bobby Petrino 2.0. It's like you had Lamar Jackson and that's all you got out of him. So there's always going to be nitpicking and things like that, but I just feel like you
ask Process. I think he probably thinks Bobby Petrino should have been the coach of the year.
Yes.
He was pretty well behaved last night, I just got to say.
I that's how he opened the show. I was curious because I know this is, his Super Bowl, the NFL regular season. He hates preseason, which is just that he writes a whole book about it, which I'm just like, how are you not falling in love with preseason? Do you just like amp yourself up for? I know it's meaningless, but I feel like as an NFL head,
I hate the preseason.
I like the preseason for one quarter, and then I'm like, yeah, that's about it.
See, I'll watch that's anything. I won't like anything. Like, I had Red Zone on all day Sunday. It was
perfect. But that's the actual NFL.
Yeah, but I was going to say with the Hall of Fame game, and I'm watching that. It was terrible football. I watch Hard Knocks. It's my guilty pleasure. When the Last Chance U starts coming out and everything like that, these are the type of, I know football's near, and it makes me warm and fuzzy. I think season 2 just got renewed for basketball. Still need to watch it. I can't believe you've beaten me to that. You usually watch 90s sitcoms over and over again, and I'm the one that's telling you to watch, Game of Thrones or...
Yeah. This,
and you probably will never watch it.
I watched the same team is back for season 2 of basketball.
That's what I just saw that tweeted out, so
I'm excited
about
that.
The first one was great.
I'm very much looking forward to season 2.
437-9680. Satterfield is a mid-major coach who coaches and recruits like a mid-major coach. I mean, these are just...
I mean, listen, the Ole Miss game, if you go back to that Monday, a couple of Mondays ago, the overwhelming sentiment from former players who were weighing in on Twitter, they were all making the comment that they felt like the recruiting in their minds wasn't where it needed to be, which I thought was interesting. Now, that could, of course, be guys who have moved on. You know, it's like, oh, it's never going to be what it was in our day and that sort of thing. But that was their sentiment. I don't know. It
was concerning at the Ole Miss game when the former players were tweeting out like their displeasure of where the program is.
But I do think there's some talented players out there. So we'll see. We'll see.
Couple texts coming down. Who was the guy sitting with the Raiders owner last night? That was Charles Woodson wearing a Kentucky shirt. So with the
Hall
bourbon,
of Famer.
I believe it said the Bourbon Trail right there. I mean,
who's the Raiders owner, by the way? He looks like Colonel Sanders.
Mark Davis.
I was picking up some strong Colonel Sanders vibes last night.
Well, it's funny. Did you see what he did with his mansion? He built it based off their practice facility.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a shout out, right? That's strong. It looks like he went to a dollar haircut place, but that's a discussion. Or just puts like a.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, and he's just printing money.
It doesn't matter.
All right, I got two things for you.
Okay.
First off, you want to hear some Manning sound?
Oh yes, please. I thought it was great last night. If you didn't watch it, I encourage you to give it a shot. I love
back and forth throughout the night. It was a good mix.
And I don't hate the Monday Night Football crew, the normal one, as much as some of the other people. I think Steve Levy does a great job.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty good last night.
But I love Peyton. I feel like the beginning of the pandemic, I was watching Peyton's places nonstop, and it was just. It's ingrained. Eli could develop a personality, but he has that little dry humor. He's not as clever as his brother. Not, I don't say clever. He's just not as witty as his brother. But
I enjoyed Eli.
I thought that they played off each other pretty well. One was dry, and then Peyton's got a ton of personality, but Eli was getting some quips in there, made fun of his giant head. It was good stuff. It was good brotherly banter. All right.
I thought it was great.
All right, so here's a clip featuring Ray Lewis and a cameo by a fire alarm.
Oh, yes. Cover two, man.
I heard this.
Eli, what'd you do? You set the alarm.
We have a fire alarm.
While we're watching the game. Oh, my goodness. Ray, you're the best, man. Thanks for joining us, man. It's been a lot of fun. Man.
Thanks so much, Ray.
Hey, I learned a lot.
I appreciate that 0.0.
0.0.
I talk about it at barbecues.
I'd love to go to a barbecue with Ray Rice.
That happened perfectly because it was right when they were thrown to halftime. It was poetic.
Perfect. Perfect.
Goodness gracious.
All right. Well, the Raiders did pull it out last night.
They did.
And America's number one Raiders fan, New York Mike, he's joining us now.
New York Mike, it has been a while. How are you, my friend?
I'm getting better and better as the days go on, but I appreciate you guys answering my phone call.
That's what we try to do.
Good to hear you getting better.
I'm going to tell you, do me a favor. Could you tell me which teams are playing Thursday night?
The Washington football team and the New York Giants.
I like the way you said that, the Washington football team.
Look, I don't know what's politically correct anymore.
It's their name.
We have it on our promo sheet that it says WFT, and I want to say WTF every time. I don't know what their name. Look, I went to a school that used to have that mascot as it in high school, and I don't know what's politically correct anymore. They're going by the Washington football team. What do you want me to do?
The Hawks.
Okay, where are they playing at? The Washington?
I believe so.
Well,
with the sewage stadium.
Either way, New York is going to win.
That'll make Andy happy.
Who's Andy? Andy what?
Sweeney, the program director, host of The Take.
Oh, the guy that used to be on 4 o'clock?
No.
He's still on 3 o'clock.
Thanks for that, Mike.
Jack Grossman, you're welcome. There's your open right
here. I was going to say, that just won the mixtape.
Yeah,
so.
It sure did.
Hey, Andy, you got to appreciate that I still remember you in my head.
I think he does.
I got so many stitches and broken bones in me that you could put me in a movie. But the Giants are going to win Thursday night. You know why?
Daniel Jones.
Danny Dimes.
Well, how did you know that?
It's ESP. I don't know.
Hey, are they going to cover, though, Mike? Washington's laying 3.5.
They're playing in New York, right?
No, they're playing in Washington.
They're playing in D.C.
All right, they're going to cover anyway because it's going to be just the second regular game of the year. And, Andy, I'm sorry if you're dissuaded that I didn't know that you were the 3 o'clock guy, but I remember what you said about me when you were on 3 o'clock. You don't remember, do you?
I'd have to ask Andy on that one. So, hey, are you taking New York? Are you taking Giants money line, like to win straight up, or are you just saying that they're going to cover?
I am taking them with, what's the points?
Washington's laying 3.5.
Yeah, take the Giants minus 3.5.
All right. So
I haven't lost since last year. I mean, and I won last night. I forgot who I talked to on the phone, but they said New York Mike says take the Raiders tonight. That was last night, and I couldn't sleep through it all. I had to fall asleep in the fourth quarter, but when I woke up, they won. So I'm glad about that.
Well, I'm happy you have that Roomba Death Star of a stadium out there. It looks incredible. When I was last in Vegas,
stadium.
It was being built. It looks awesome. New York, Mike, we got to get out of here. We have a break we have to hit before we get the Vince tirade coming up at 1:30, buddy. Don't be a stranger. Call back.
Yeah, hope you feel better too, buddy.
You got it.
Take care.
Thanks,
New York, Mike.
Mike,
boys and girls.
Love that, man.
Always great hearing from him. Take the Giants on Thursday night.
He said take the Giants and the points.
And the points.
Yeah, so
maybe not money line.
Oh, I don't know. He did kind of say that they were going to win early. So
he was pretty sold on the Giants. I don't know.
If you're feeling froggy, take a money line, but definitely throw a shekel on Gigantes and the points.
Can't think of a better way to really open up the Thursday night football regular season than the Giants and the football team.
It'll still get a massive number just
I'm
because
sure
of
it'll,
that.
Well,
it wasn't,
it's got New York in it, so it'll have a massive
Washington.
Number.
I mean, yeah,
that's why they keep putting bad games on Thursdays.
Well, it could always be Jacksonville versus who is Drew?
I'd rather watch that. You've already sold me more on Jacksonville.
Really?
Yes.
Trevor Lawrence fan.
I think it's intriguing. The Giants and the football team, whatever.
Let's take – this is on teams, right? They're doing this on teams for that?
Yeah, I got it here. Let's just stay here.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
I'd rather not time it out.
No, you're fine. That works for me. I just figured you wanted to take
it. I just thought Jody Demlin was Jack Grossman. I'm just watching the – I mean, I have a photo of Sully. But Jody Demlin just popped in for a second, and the way the glare is coming in from the windows here at the ESPN Louisville studios, it was just covering half the screen, and I legit thought I thought Jody was Jack. I don't think I owe anybody an apology there.
Is that a picture of a softball? .267-9680 is the phone number. 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. Vince Tyree momentarily coming up here on the V Show. Nick Curran, Phil Baker. Almost said Jack Grossman because I have to get Nikki V in here for the V Show.
We got a sponsor on this, by the way. Friends at U of L Health.
Sure, why not? Yeah,
throw
U of L Health.
There.
Make it the
throw
impossible possible. That is the power of you.
Yeah, I inadvertently owe them a read, too, because I did my second Sports Center for Maven and Rubbage and found out that hindsight 2020, I used the wrong sponsor. I did the Issel and Pratt sponsor for the...
it happens, you know.
And then I doubled down on inadequacy, and I said, more V-Show next.
Ooh.
And then I just stumbled, and I was like, you know what you're
listening to. It's bound to happen. I saw a couple of texts, and I enjoy this when people get the 680 and 93.9 text line messed up. There was a couple of Nikki V's Sports Centers in there, so I was like, text line.
It was a fine Sports Center, just the beginning. It was a decent sandwich, just the bread was terrible.
I'm sure Maven and Rummage didn't talk about it at all afterwards.
No, they actually didn't. It was it was downright refreshing.
that's fantastic.
In case you missed it, we talked about it with Kent Spencer. Montrezl Harrell tweeting out that he will be indicating, I'm assuming, that he will be at Louisville Live at Churchill Downs.
He'd
this
already
Saturday.
Been throwing that out there. I think a big event coming up on Saturday night. It will be very interesting to see how they sort of pull it off with the racing going on and everything, too. The football game on Friday night. So, from a Louisville athletics perspective, that takes center stage. Even the Kentucky football games at Nooner on Saturday. So, it'll be interesting to see how that goes on Saturday and how that setup is. A lot of big names supposed to be out there. You've got the men's basketball team, the women's. By the way, basketball schedules, conference schedules coming out this week for both Louisville men's and women's basketball. Women's basketball Wednesday night at 7 on ACC Network. The ACC schedule released for men's basketball Thursday night at 7. So those coming out. 18-game slate for the women. It's a good slate. Looking forward to that coming
I'm
out.
Checking to see, because we're getting a couple texts, will this be televised? I'm assuming it'll be on ACC Network Plus.
Extra.
Extra. I do this ESPN Plus thing. Extra Plus.
Yeah, SEC is Plus, right? And then ACC is extra.
SEC is Plus. ACC is extra. I'm pretty sure they are planning on putting
it on. Big Ten bonus.
Jeremy Noah and all those guys over there do wonderful work. I'm sure they'll have something over there.
By the way, some more breaking news. Staying in women's athletics. earlier this hour, Jonathan Littner and company. They Racing Louisville confirming that they've placed international superstar Nadia Nadim on the NWSL season-ending injury list. The forward tore her ACL during last Saturday's game against the Orlando Pride. So there you go.
Oh my God, Brian Hall's in the building.
There's dogs. I feel like I'm working at Google.
Hey, what's up, guys?
This is so trendy.
Where's the ping pong table?
Not Brian, the dog.
We're working on that.
Is there a pool table somewhere?
Maybe. Shortly.
Is there a meditation room?
We're very trendy here.
Where's the meditation room?
Well, I'll go through some of these texts while we're waiting for Vinny.
Nap pods? Is there a nap pod?
If we had that here, I mean, that would be dangerous. 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. Any chance of giving either Stoops or Satterfield press conference a tipsy take? Could be good. Maybe. We'll try to get back to that maybe here in a bit. It's just been wall-to-wall football in recent weeks, and between what else is going on and the way back machine, we got a lot of moving parts. Most women I know don't want women in the hospital room with them, but everyone's different. You know, everyone may have a...
Yeah.
Okay,
here we go.
Vince Tyrick.
We're not alone in service level challenges at stadiums. We need to mitigate what happened Saturday from ever happening again. I think it's about as upset as I've been in this role, and it frankly didn't involve a coach or a loss or anything to that degree. It was just really disappointing on our end. And, you know, certainly some of my peers at Texas, Ohio State, Virginia Tech, and others have been hit with similar challenges, but our fans deserve better than what they received on Saturday, and we've got to work to get that right. They certainly deserve better from our leadership team and what we're doing, and from those that support us, our vendors, who we have had long-term relationships with. It just wasn't great, and I'm not great at accepting excuses, and frankly, neither are our fans. So I think as we got going on Saturday, our intentions of what I thought was going to be a fantastic opening night, we're on track with the debut of the alley for tailgating across the street from the stadium, but that momentum was quickly lost when the fans entered the stadium. I think we have to recognize that, COVID supply chain and labor issues and so forth are far from over and are likely... Somebody's not on mute. If we can get everybody to go on mute, please. Thank you. I think we have to recognize that the COVID supply chain and labor issues are far from over, is what I would say, and that I think they're going to run well into 2022. And we've been a leader in college athletics dealing with all things COVID related. And unfortunately, on Saturday, we fell back to the pack. Our contingency planning has to be part of just our normal operations planning going forward at this point. I didn't feel like we had it in place. And the fans having an awesome experience at games has been one of my goals since I've been in this role, being a fan myself. We've made it one of our departmental values, even on our list of values, that we are fans too. And unfortunately, Saturday made my head explode with what occurred. And, we tried to address some of those things as the game was going on. But we realized we had a major issue with concessions somewhere in that first quarter, late first quarter, escalated those issues. But it was to no avail. We were going to need center plate software suppliers to find and fix the bug in the new system that they had for mobile payment. And it wasn't going to get resolved during the game. And not good contingency planning related to going cash from a cashless system. They did a good job and putting staff in places of priority, but it still led to disappointment. For that, we have great empathy for the fans. We saw it firsthand. Literally our staff walked the stadium, saw it, and then the fans reminded us of that, of their experience in various forms and various choice words. We can only ask for their empathy and patience in return as we work through this. But the failure occurred in various forms, as you now know. The location of beverage carts up against other concession areas, the new mobile payment system, the software failed to recognize local bank debit cards, which was causing chaos, and people having to individually input numbers and PIN numbers. you know, the lack of staff, just not having enough due to call-offs that has been a common problem elsewhere, and it just accentuated the software issue. So it was just a combination of errors. And for the new technology at the gates, which we also had with CSC, you know, with their staff, they did a really good job, but there were some areas of weakness, and we got to train, and train again. And some of that is us assisting them and not just leaving it to their staff. But with that being said, I'd also tell you, I'm thankful for those employees of CSC and CenterPlate who showed up. They worked their butt off dealing with a lot, some inappropriate comments and some venom from fans. And frankly, if they weren't there, it could have been a hell of a lot worse situation on our hands. So I'm thankful to them. You know, with this, I'm also asking fans to help us help you with the mobile ticketing. You know, downloading those tickets before you leave the house or office would truly be beneficial to all. We always say treat it like you're leaving for an airplane flight and check in before arriving. The bottom line is we can't take for granted that all the communication we send out gets read by our fans. You know, whether it's related to parking, mobile ticketing, mobile payments, whatever it might be, taking that for granted is a mistake, and we need to keep getting out there and doing all the things we can, whether it's on the phone or what have you. But on the flip side, there were fans that sent us very supportive emails and understanding of the situation. We did receive some positive communication, and our staff was pretty down. We were losing outside the field of competition that night, and those emails were certainly helpful trying to lift some of our staff back up. But in response to this, as noted in my letter, we are offering a discount back to fans as a token of our appreciation and support and patience, half off until the start of halftime, which are outlined in my letter, the details of that, 50% off. But in summary, I feel like we won the turnover battle on the field, but we fumbled with the operational aspects of the game day, you know, fan experience. But we're going to improve, and the evidence will be recognizable on Friday night. So I can refer you to the letter today for many of the details of our improvement plan. But I think from here, rather than going through all those, I'll take questions from here.
Start with a question from Tim Sullivan.
Yeah, Vince, what gives you confidence that Friday will be better?
Well, I think last Saturday, us getting on it right then, you know, meeting with CenterPlate at the game, you know, we spent time thinking about our issues instead of watching the game. And then late into the night, early in the next morning, and Sunday, my staff worked. We were trying to work through this and sort out all the issues with CenterPlate staff and CSC. So we treated it like a Monday on Sunday and went well into the evening, and then at it again yesterday. So we've gotten some confirmation from CenterPlate, from CSC, and internally what we can do differently. But I'm going on what I know today, Tim, and expect that those are tangible changes that are being made, and thinking about how to resource it, meaning just labor itself showing up. We can't have 150 or 200 call-offs. I know Texas had over 500. We just can't at a Louisville game have that, particularly with the fan expectations for Friday night.
Do you expect a bigger crowd Friday?
I do. You know, Friday night, great opponent, Central Florida. They're a terrific team. It's going to be a big, big challenge for us. But, you know, we're going to need those fans to be cheering and frankly, not be distracted by concession lines to get into the game, get involved, and get our team over the hump.
Thank you.
Other questions?
Well, I'll have another if you don't mind. Gary, this is on.
Go to Gary Gray. We'll go back. Okay. Lawrence, if you would just drop something in the chat, please.
Yeah. Yeah, Vince, I guess but before the season started, was there any kind of, I don't want to say dress rehearsal, but, you know, I mean, how did that fall off the plate, so to speak, compared to what your expectations were, especially with a whole offseason to prepare?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing, Gary. I'll be honest. I wasn't aware that we were moving a new software with CenterPlate. And as we went through all our game day operations, we do a variety of things, walk the stadium, check the hot points. As you can imagine, there is a long checklist of things that we do go through. And expected the enhanced payment system was to be beneficial, that I had thought leading into this that there was other games using this software before ours. So as I've now learned, there are other stadiums that had a similar issue with the cards, local banks, but I didn't realize it was going to be a snag. But yes, there is a long list of things we do, and we're doing it again, all over again on Thursday.
All right, Smith.
Lawrence on mute.
You on mute, Lawrence?
Yes, he is. I can see.
There Let's try it again. Can you hear me?
Yes,
you know. I
hear you now.
How are you getting the personnel, the extra personnel you need for the games? Where are they coming from?
Yeah, so even last week, we had staff come from Indianapolis, Nashville, Lexington, and other cities, Cincinnati, just to get what we had. We'll be doing that again, but we also won't be competing with a Michael Bublé concert down at the Yum Center to get some additional staff. So that's where we get some comfort around some of the bartenders and concessionaire. We also are, yes, we're reaching out to other staff agencies for positions that don't need to better understand the technology and resorting out where we place people, both at the gate and inside the concession stands.
Michael McCammon.
Hey, Vince. Michael McCammon from Cardinal Authority. In listening to, you know, social media, the talk radio, the message boards, the fans are quite upset, obviously, as you're aware. You've heard the feedback yourself, but it's been one of those things where it kind of feels like it's one thing after another. What kind of message can you share with them that, you know, that the ship is about to be righted, so to speak?
No, I get it. They have a right to be upset. I'm right with them. I'm not very happy today. Not happy with a number of things, and I feel like the fans are obviously going to inherently staple a number of items together. You know, whether it be the way they view the team playing, whether it be Dino Gaudio, whether it be fan experience on a Saturday night, you know, frustrating. And, you know, we shouldn't be creating or having other distractions like this. This should be something we should be able to offer and provide as an easy access and a great game day experience, irregardless of the outcome on the field.
Matt McGavick.
Hey, Vince. Matt McGavick with Sports Illustrated. Moving forward, in case labor continues to be a problem, have you already started to kind of look around to see what other potential subcontractors you could approach or other means of acquiring labor?
Yeah, well, it is going to be a problem. And you just got to go to a local restaurant or any place else and deal with service levels. We've all been dealing with it through COVID. So I don't expect that to change. I think we're going to be battling this well into next year and into basketball season and other places. I just don't foresee that changing. You know, these concessionaire positions are tough to fill for sure. Center play can tell you that. I don't need to tell you firsthand. But we have challenged them on a number of initiatives on what we can do, working with even some of our supporters who have temp agencies and where we can get staffing. But, you know, we're going to have to expect a certain amount of call-offs, so we're going to have to go with a higher number. And if they show up, terrific. We'll over-serve them, you know, over-service the situation. But call-offs are unfortunately a part of what's happening right now.
Tim, I'll let you go ahead and answer.
Okay. Vince, this is a little unrelated, but you talked about the things that have been stapled together. I was wondering about the Noah Peterson situation. Was he screened or social media screened before you hired him? And if not, is that a lesson going forward?
Well, the university policies don't require the screening when they're coming in. I'm not saying that doesn't occur as a part of some of that process, particularly when you're looking at certain positions, but he came in their entry-level position. He does content for the video board. That's his role here. You know, coming in, he came from LSU. I think he's from the state. I don't know all the specifics because I don't know the young man. He's only been here a few weeks. But I would tell you, consistent with the fans, I'm not happy about what I saw, what I've seen. But I've been more focused on the operational issues today, but that'll come next.
Any other questions for Vince today? Michael, go ahead.
Hey, Vince, you mentioned football earlier while we have you. I just wanted to get your, I guess, your thoughts on, you know, how the, what you think of the season, how it's gone through two games so far.
Well, I don't know that we could have had a worse first half against Ole Miss. You know, lose a couple of our best sack leaders and tacklers right away and a couple more turnovers and against a really great Ole Miss team. That was an awful first half. Second half, much better execution, kept the ball to ourselves. Felt like that's what it should have looked like for four quarters instead of two. This weekend, obviously, I think Coach Satterfield's pointed it out, 4 out of 14 on third down conversions isn't going to put up the points we expected to have. Certainly gave away 7 with Amari dropping the ball. Those things happen with a young player, true freshman out there, but he's certainly going to learn from that. I wouldn't expect that to happen from anyone. Certainly didn't expect it at that point, but there was opportunities to put even more points up on the board. But on the flip side, happy with the way we held them. You know, defensively, it put pressure on the quarterback and picked up a couple turnovers. Happy to see him try to throw against Trey Clark. You can see he exhibited his skill set and why he's going to be a great player this year. So I think there were some pretty good takeaways from it. But we got to convert those third downs if we're really going to have a great game on Friday night.
We'll go to Gary and then Matt.
Yeah, Vince, you were saying earlier that you know that everybody doesn't read emails, but I guess in light of that, is there some way that you get it out to, say, the TV and radio stations to download the mobile tickets? I mean, to really, you know, stress this, you know, so it's kind of, I don't want to say ingrained, but just something that they won't be caught off guard by?
You're a part of it today, Gary. I mean, we've probably done more than we have historically. That one of the issues we've run into, though, is we introduced some of these things a couple of years ago, you know, last season. So some of the fans that are coming back for the stadium for the first time in 2 years didn't realize that we were going to mobile ticketing and speed parking and things like that. So it was like their first game in 2 years with new services. So we knew that. We did put out more communication than we have historically. And I think for the most part, it went pretty well once they got to the gate, but we only had like 8% of the tickets were downloaded to their Apple Wallet, which is what I do. And I've taught my 84-year-old mother to do it, and she can do it. So surely the rest of our fan base can. So it's, but it does take a little bit of work, and it does take, unfortunately, it appears it's going to take a couple games.
Matt.
Hey, Vince, Matt again.
Matt,
I know this is
me. Matt, before you start, can I retract the age of my mother? She gets upset whenever I reference her age. So as if I don't have enough high blood pressure right now, that might cause more when she calls me. So, all right, go ahead.
Anyways, I know this isn't football related, but do you have any inkling as to when the NCAA IARP case against the men's basketball program could be potentially ending soon, or are you still kind of in the dark as it pertains to when that's going to be wrapped up?
Yeah, no, I don't. Believe me, I wish we both knew in terms of, you know, get something to tell us when that hearing's going to be. I think we're as anxious as anybody to get to that process and get that going and get it behind us.
We'll take two more from Lawrence and then to Jody.
Vince, what's your bottom line message to fans who may still be considering whether or not they want to give it another try on Friday night?
Yeah, that we're apologetic for what occurred. We've addressed the issues, and they should see material changes and improvements on Friday night.
And Jody, to close it out.
Hey Vince, can you just kind of talk about Saturday night? Maybe I know Friday night obviously is there, but your staff is also preparing for Saturday night in Louisville Live at Churchill, and that's a little different for you guys, I think, operationally and how you're preparing for that.
Yeah, well, I think it's a new venue. We had thought about Churchill Downs in the past, but you know, now's the time that we thought would be a good one to go over there, kind of hoops and horses. Set up the court in the paddock area, which when we don't wear and walk the area, we got comfortable with that space with their staff. You know, there's video boards, there's different things we can do in that area. It's different than we have to navigate around the races and so forth. But I think it's just different in a way that it's fun. And we wanted to move it. We weren't always going to keep it on 4th Street Live. And yes, it's weather dependent to some degree, but we're not going on full scrimmages here if weather were to turn. But we always hope that we're going to have great weather and hopefully we'll Saturday night. But really excited to honor the 1986 championship team both on Friday and Saturday. That's going to be a lot of fun. I know they're excited. We've spent a lot of hours, my assistant Kelly has, working with Robbie Valentine and Herbert Crook and Mill Wagner, really putting together an awesome weekend for them, a full weekend of golf and football and basketball, and I'm sure they'll have other time without us that they'll enjoy.
Thank you, Vince. Thanks for joining us, everyone, today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks.
Tim Sullivan, I mean, that's journalism, boys and girls.
Wow.
I guess.
You won that presser.
That's journalism in the year 2021. That's Vince Tyre talking to the media about the fan experience, about all aspects of the fan experience, I guess you could say.
Yeah, the heavy hitters on that one. Lawrence Saturday Smith night. Making, like you said, that's his package right there.
That's journalism. Something.
Can you have more than a capital J? Is that like a capital cursive J journalism?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, that's a script capital J, indeed. That's Lawrence Smith from WDRB with good stuff there, and getting the closing soundbite for the story you'll probably see from him on the news over there, various newscasts this afternoon and evening, I would imagine, with that last question. Tim Sullivan asked Vince about Noah Peterson, who's become a person.
We'll spend a little time on it in the third hour.
We can get into that in the third hour. I have some thoughts on it. You know, Vince was talking about solid first, and he said one of the first things he said was he's as upset as he's ever been in this role as athletic director, which I thought was pretty poignant. Thought there mentioned you can't he's thankful for the center plate and CSC employees who did show up on Saturday night, because things could have been even worse. A lot of people called out, and that's part of the problem. He mentioned the Michael Bublé concert that was on Saturday, kind of competing with resources there. Said talking about the mobile ticketing, can't take for granted that everyone reads and sees everything that's put out by the athletic department, which I thought was interesting, because I've seen this firsthand. I think a lot of times people do take for granted that everyone sees what's out there on social media and what have you, and that's a good enough way to get the message out. And a lot of times it's not. That misses a lot of people. So I thought that was interesting. So wasn't aware that they were kind of integrating new software from Center Plate. Apparently the issue was credit cards from local banks were having major issues. And so they're hoping to have all those bugs worked out on Friday night. And that's kind of the main stuff I took away from it.
Yeah, and look, I think whatever you think about Vince Tyre, and you know, I know he's caught a lot of heat in recent weeks for some of the things that have gone on. And look, the guy addresses the situations head on. Like, whatever you think about the guy, we said Sunday, we knew for a fact he was going to either have a press conference, which he did, and send something out and say this is unacceptable. And their motto, as cliche as it sounds, is fans first. And Vince
Their motto is we're fans too, yeah. Which I think is very interesting and kind of a cool way to look at it. He said fans have a right to be upset, says I'm right with them today. So
yeah, and look, the staff shortage, the Michael Bublé concert, I know Greg Alliette was on Thursday with Drew last week and even said as much. That was one of the primary reasons why they moved your all's game to 1 o'clock
sure.
on Saturday. It was to help appease some of the staffing issues that you had. And look,
man,
if folks
compete with Louisville football,
but you don't want to necessarily, you can't if you have people scheduled to show up too, that's another component, and they don't show up, you know, who's at fault for that? Everyone wants to cast aspersions on who's at fault, and obviously Vince said, look, this ain't acceptable. And I got a feeling you talk about some of the center plate contracts and everything. You see these college coaches that are find ways to get out of these contracts and to go somewhere else. If that's the product that they're given, well, then I got a feeling you can find a way out.
Well, there's always a way out financially, but, you know, different places have different means to be able to do that. But, yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see how things go Friday. That's kind of the – Friday's kind of the show-me night in a lot of ways, right? It's going to be that way on the field. Everyone's going to be looking to see how the team performs, to see what happens. That's a big game on the field, and now it's a big game off the field with everything surrounding as well. That's kind of the big show-me thing. But a couple other things. Vince Tyree talked about the honoring of the 1986 championship team coming up this weekend, both on Friday night at the football game and Saturday at Louisville Live, where the court will be set up in the paddock. And
will Purvis Ellison be there?
That's the question, right?
And so you got Robbie Valentine and Mill Wagner working on it, potentially.
And Herb Crow.
Potentially.
And maybe so. No one asked that question. That was the one question. Well, we didn't really get into Louisville Live until the last question, but no one had a chance to maybe ask about whether Purvis Ellison was going to show up or not. I guess we'll find out Friday and Saturday. A lot of golf, it sounds like, for those guys this weekend. That doesn't sound like a bad deal.
Hitting them straight. Well, look, and I think the folks that were frustrated with that, it's a big game. Louisville fans who love those Friday night games, and it was obviously built. The brand was built on not having their games on Saturdays, essentially. So I'm curious to see how many folks are out there. It feels like there's been a cloud that you've alluded to, Ken alluded to, in hour number one talking about that. But look, it's still, the weather's supposed to be beautiful. Mark with the C, Weinberg. Sounds like there's going to be a decent forecast out there on Friday. So tailgating for Fridays, you can just sit back, relax, watch all the games on Saturday, and enjoy the game on Friday. I think people will give it another shot. And then
And Vince Tyree did say he was expecting a bigger crowd Friday night than on Saturday for those reasons. And so we'll get a chance to see from that standpoint with a bigger crowd how things go. They're hoping to beef up staffing, have more people ready to go. And so if they have more call-outs, then they'll be where they need to be. And if they have too many people, so be it. Vince basically said that, which is probably a good way to go about it after what happened last week. And then on the field, It's the same thing. People are going to be there. You're going to have a bigger crowd. You're going to have a raucous environment probably, and we'll see if the squad can live up to it on the field and come away with a good performance and potentially a big win.
You need to do your suggestion that you were talking about and put it up to the proper channels of having a fundraiser group out there. And I mean, that's, I think there's some meat to the bone with that.
I'm sure there'll be there always are a number of those out there, and maybe you can just find more of them to be out there. And obviously the question then is of training and all that stuff. So we'll see if they're able to. A lot going on Friday night, a big weekend for Louisville athletics in a lot of ways. And we'll see how it goes. That's basically all you can do now. They've addressed it as best they can, and we'll see what happens on Friday night. Should we hit a break? We've got to get to our top of the hour break. A third hour coming up. We can discuss the assistant director of fan experience some if we want to. Was asked about in the press conference.
Yeah, and I'm seeing some text coming on the text line. Yes, we did hear. We've been doing Zoom for 18 months, and that was the first question. Vince, for a very stern, can we mute ourselves?
Yes.
Can we mute ourselves? I was asking Nick to look at the
I know,
the
I Zoom to it see. Up like too late.
Yeah.
I was
somebody was cackling in the background,
so
which I
mad.
Enjoyed.
I didn't have all the participants. Oh,
that was tough. There was some non-muting, but that happened. We'll get to the text line on this as well for reaction and more. Hour number three, straight ahead. It is a Tuesday on the V Show on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.